All right, you're very welcome back. Delighted to welcome onto the programme Rory Gallagher, Donegal Librarian. Hi, Rory.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I thought libraries were just about books, but it's not the case, is it? Things are changing.
There's an absolutely massive amount of material online that I'm hoping to get through at least a tiny portion of it this morning with you, Greg. The first one is, I think that your listeners will be interested in, is Universal Class. It's a website that we have available for everybody who's a library member, and there's over 500 different courses available to anybody who wants to start a new course, and they're all completely free and available to library borrowers.
Is this a new initiative, Rory, or are we just really sort of trying to get people or let people, more people, know about it?
Greg, it's been running since about 2016, and over the last year or so, we've had about 2,500 people engage in courses through Universal Class, and we are trying to get out word about it so that more people can know about it. But it's because there's so much material there, I think that people might be a little bit intimidated by the amount there, but the range on offer is just, it's pretty astounding, actually.
How do people sort of engage with the courses? Is it in the library? Is it from home? What way does that work?
So this is what I think should really interest you. This is all can be done from home. So all that you need is your library card, and you need a PIN number and like an email address as well. And once you do that, you go onto the library website, and there is a link there to the online library. You click on that link, and you click Learn Online, and then you'll see two links there, for one for Universal Class, which is the one that I'm talking about now, but there's also one for learning languages as well. There's a simple sign-up process, and then you're right into selecting your first course.
And are these courses certified, or are there certificates at the end of it, or is it just so people can, you know, learn at their own pace at home?
At the moment, these are uncertified. You do get a certificate of participation at the end, but they really are for your own interest, just in the same way as if you took a book out on whatever subject, DIY or accounting.
Yeah, or you got Rosetta Stone or something.
It's for
your own growth and improvement.
Yeah, but I should actually say that during the courses, each course is over, you have about 6 months to finish the course once you log onto it. They're on average about 7 hours long, so it's not too much of a time commitment over 7 hours. And there's exams, short little online exams, and all of those exams and assignments are actually graded by a person. It's not just like an online program that you enter into. So you do actually get feedback from an actual tutor.
Excellent stuff. And it's not just languages and accountancy and stuff like that. It's more diverse, isn't it? Or there's more diversity, I should say.
There's a massive amount. I'll just go through it. There's 500 courses, but they're split into about 30 areas. So there's the simple ones, which I think people who are interested in basic computers, there's office skills, there's parenting, there is career training, there is finance, there is history, special education and social work. There's resources for teachers and homeschooling, do-it-yourself, languages, law, mathematics. The list goes on and on.
So if I was maybe, you know, God forbid I was working in construction or something and the company went belly up and I thought, well, you know, maybe I would like to sort of try more something office-based and I had no skill set whatsoever, I could sign up to maybe a course in that would suit what I wanted to do and sort of self-learn at home to at least sort of give me the foundation to go on to a more, you know, a different type of course. You could be building blocks at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. The office-based ones, I think, are probably of most interest if that's what you're thinking of. We have so the basics in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel, these kind of soft skills you absolutely need if you're going into work into an office environment. Just the simple things about even presenting like business writing or technical writing or report writing, all of those things are covered in Universal Class. And they're covered in a very kind of simple and friendly way. So you can adapt without having to get into a very, very you know, restrictive course that you have to turn up. This is a much gentler way to introduce you to like to education and maybe getting back into education and retraining.
And if you're an at-home parent or have other responsibilities in your life, it's at your pace too, which I think, you know, courses and having to attend at specific times can be a hindrance for some. Not in any way saying they're not worthwhile and they're not a good thing to do, but it doesn't suit everyone really is what I'm getting at.
No, this is the thing. If you don't want to, if you find you want to start something, let's say it is one of the offices, or let's say it's like Photoshop or one of those kind of more advanced computer programs, if you start a course and you've invested your time and your money and your effort into it, and you find that you're probably not going to finish it, it's a big investment of time. This is a much, much more relaxed way for you to dip your toe into many different courses.
But what if I wanted to learn yoga? You couldn't do that.
You certainly can. There is a yoga class available, and I had a look at it yesterday, and actually, how would the assignments and the assessments and exams like that be structured? But actually, they are actually. So you get into your yoga pose, and you take a picture with.
I wouldn't be doing that in public.
Well, you never know. You know.
Oh, I tell you. All right, go on.
But yoga isn't the only one. So there's things like weight training and meditation and mindfulness as well, which are other really important things which are becoming more and more important.
All through your local library, and you just have to be a member of the library. And that's it. Who's behind this, Rory?
This is a national program. The libraries over the last year or so have joined together. So we have one computer library management system that manages all public libraries in Ireland. So, in fact, if you want a book, you don't just have the books available in Donegal, you also have them all over the country. So there's actually anybody who goes online and logs into their account online has access to over 15 million books and items all over the country. If it's sitting on a shelf down in Cork, we can have it to you within a week. We're actually faster than Amazon to get material straight to you.
All right, good stuff. Fair play, Rory.
Okay.
People can call into the local library, sign up, and get cracking.
Get cracking, indeed, hopefully.
All right, good man, Rory. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
All right, Rory Gallagher there, Donegal Librarian. Sounds exciting.